haven't really talked to you since the bye week. How'd it go for you? What'd you do?
Just chilled out, studied my playbook, and now I'm back.
Did you do any self-scouting or something like that?
A little bit, but, you know, just watched a lot of Panther film and, you know, getting ready for that.
And what'd you see from their defense?
Quality defense. You know, a lot of great players, obviously, and we're excited about it.
Are there any particular players that you try and find before you kind of set yourself maybe like a Luke Kuechly?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Are there any particular players on defense that you really want to know exactly where they are before you kind of get set and make adjustments to your route, namely like a Luke Kuechly?
Yeah, I mean, obviously for my position, you know, a lot of the nickel guys, the starter and the safeties, and, you know, just trying to figure out what coverage they're going to play and go from there.
Their front seven obviously does get a lot of attention. It's where they get a lot of pass pressure from. But what sticks out to you about their secondary?
You know, it's the NFL. They're all good. These guys are, you know, obviously they have guys that have been in the league for a long time, and then they have a couple rookies. So, you know, we're really excited to play against them. We've been preparing really hard for them, and, you know, we're ready to go.
Danny, you got to get open. That's just part of the job of any receiver. But do you feel more pressure to get open faster because of the pressure that they can bring?
You know, we have a lot of great players up front too. So we're we're putting things in and you know, just trying to get our game plan solidified to play good football on Monday night.
Anything special about playing on Monday night, or game's a game?
Game's a game, you know. You still got to go out there and execute and score points.
Yesterday was your full, at least by the team, full participation at practice, and I think maybe since week one. Is that an indication that you feel 100% as good as you felt in a while?
You know, I feel good. I feel ready to go, and, you know, I don't know what percentage, you know, anybody's at, but I feel good enough, so.
Do your blocking responsibilities pick up with their front seven and the pressure that they bring?
Depending on the plays and what we put in, but, I mean, nothing, no, I mean, no, like, specific blocks or you know, nothing crazy. No.
Did you watch the game against San Francisco, Carolina, San Francisco?
Mm-hmm.
What were your thoughts about it, just what you saw from them?
You know, guys flying around, for sure. That was a high-intensity game, and, you know, it's our job to match that and to play hard. So,
Dean, the defense, they've yet to give up a touchdown in the first quarter. How important will it be to get off to a fast start?
That's one of the things we've been working on for, you know, the past number of weeks, is starting fast and you know, continuing that into the second half. And, you know, we're all excited to go, and we're, you know, we've been working, so we're ready.
Do you want to go hurry up against them just so they don't have a chance to really kind of settle into their game on D?
I mean, if coach wants to, I want to, so for sure.
Is the stash for Movember?
Yeah. Yep.
How's that going?
It's going well. I don't know, you tell me, I guess. I still got a couple more weeks left, so.
No competition yet between you and Slater?
Slater's inching up. I think Nate has to dye his to really have a show, but it's all good. It's fun. So.
Does Ninkovich's facial hair count on that? But he's had an animal growing on his face for a few months.
Yeah, he has an Al Borland thing going on. But
Zach Brown.
Yeah, he's got serious hair.